Kenny Chainery was, of course, best known as the owner of 1973 Triple Crown winner Secretariat, but she enjoyed many other triumphs on the racetrack, both as an owner and a breeder throughout her life. Keeneland President and CEO Bill Thomason welcomed everyone briefly.
Kenny exemplified the very best of our sport, serving as one of its most beloved and passionate ambassadors. She was a generous owner, tirelessly sharing the legacy of her great Triple Crown winner Secretariat with generations of fans that extend far beyond racing. Keeneland was proud to be part of that, a small part of that legacy with the family and Secretariat.
Eight people stood up to remember some of their fondest times with Chainery, and sometimes there were moments of sadness, but more often there was laughter, and always appreciation for her strength of character, her wit and vivacity, her energy and sense of humour, her fondness to speak bluntly, and of course her love for the horses. Her youngest son, John Tweedy.
Don't embarrass the horse. Many of you have heard that story. It captures the essence of who Mom was in racing to me.
Donna Barton Brothers introduced the guest and shared another side to Chainery, a champion of women's rights.
We were all the better for having her in our sport because she was both an ambassador and at the same time she inspired women everywhere.
Amy Zimmerman, director of broadcasting at Santa Anita Racetrack in California, will attest to that. At 11 years old, she watched Secretariat win the Triple Crown, and from then on she became one of a large group of Penny's girls.
We are all indeed Penny's girls, drawn to horse racing by the red horses we saw on television. For us, we never knew a time when women weren't involved in racing because a lady named Penny owned a big red horse.
Count among those girls a long list of some of the most successful women currently working in racing today. Del Hancock of Claiborne Farm, where Secretariat stood at stud and lived out his years, remembers how their friendship began.
My father died unexpectedly in September of that year. But Miss Penny remained steadfast to Claiborne and trusted a 22-year-old Seth to handle not only River Ridge syndication and stud career, but also Secretariat. This got the next generation of Hancocks off to a flying start. For this, I've personally always admired her loyalty to a long-standing relationship and will thank her till my own end.
After some 90 minutes of personal anecdotes, tributes and clips from a film made by her son Tweedy, perhaps jockey Pat Day summed it up best.
Many of you in this room knew her decidedly better than I did, but I feel like I know her decidedly better now than when I walked in. Thank you all for the stories that you have shared and insight into this wonderful woman.
The Secretariat Foundation has designated a special Penny Chainery Memorial Fund on behalf of the Grayson Jockey Club Research Foundation, the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund, and the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.